Time to talk some Duck hoops off a split on the road back at Matt Knight Arena for the Arizona schools. Arizona State, 8 o'clock tomorrow. Our frequent guest, kind enough to check in, now in his seventh season as part of this Dana Altman staff. Always look forward to welcoming in Kevin McKenna. Coach McKenna, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
You've worked with and known Coach Altman for a long time. I saw him on the post game after Colorado. He seemed a little more demonstrably upset than after the usual defeat. He used the word flat. What were some of the aspects of the game that, you know, he and you as a staff were not delighted with?
Well, I think we let them off to a good start and really got them into the game. They hit four of their first five threes. A couple of them were not very well guarded. And, you know, the frustrating thing is when you tell your guys you can't let them get their heads up, otherwise they're going to be a handful. You know, Colorado's, their record doesn't show it, but, you know, they got four starters back from a NCAA tournament team, and they do have some confidence with that in their back pocket. They had lost some close games, but bottom line is we didn't get it done. We were flat defensively. We weren't as sharp as we've been. Offensively the same. You know, we just didn't play a very, very good game, and obviously, you know, Coach showed it probably in his frustration after the game with his comments.
Did the Buffs do anything particularly in the second half defensively? It seemed, you know, the rhythm you guys had been in recent weeks hit just 8 of 27. What did you see from the bench and then on film which maybe caused them to kind of push you off your rhythm?
Well, I think we settled for too many threes and too many early threes. You know, we did try to shoot a couple late to try to get back in the game, but we probably shot too many of them. We did get some open looks and just didn't make them. But, you know, the bottom line is we took too many perimeter shots. We missed some free throws that probably would have given us a better chance of, you know, keeping contact with them. You know, I think there was a time where we missed like five free throws in the second half, which would have at one time put it had us up four.
Right.
And it's a different feel when you're down one as opposed to up four with, you know, 9-10 minutes to go in the game. So add it all up. It wasn't a very good performance for us. And you know, we've had two good days of practice to get back into how we can play and how we've been playing, and hopefully they'll carry over to this week.
Now, while you'd rather not lean on your freshmen because you've got so much experience and guys who can score, I guess if there are silver linings, not only the play of Peyton Pritchard, but his willingness to kind of step up, assert himself, and kind of take and make some important shots.
Yeah, Peyton's not afraid of the moment. I'm not afraid to take shots. When he's open, we encourage him to shoot because he is a good shooter. He works extremely hard off the court on his game. You know, I'm not surprised he did what he did on Saturday because of how he worked on Friday at practice. I mean, he was locked in and working really hard and setting himself up for a game like he had. So we're encouraged by his development, and like I said, he's a really good worker and a good kid, and he's figuring out this game.
We're talking with Kevin McKenna. The Ducks getting ready for ASU tomorrow night. Typically, I think you might expect Utah to be a little more rough and tumble. In the Colorado game, you guys got whistled for 25 fouls, three guys fouled out. Did you expect such a physical game, or was it maybe called a little tighter than you anticipated?
It was a little bit more physical. In fact, we talked about it afterwards, saying it was the most physical game we've been in this year as far as, you know, letting it go a little bit more or not letting it go a little bit more, and guys, you know, getting bumped around a lot. They've got some big guys, and, you know, I think, you know, part of the thing is we've just, you know, for whatever reason, haven't played well at Colorado, and we played very well at Utah. And in my eyes, you know, looking at both teams, I think Utah is probably the better team right now, and it's kind of been that way for the last couple of years. So you can't really put a finger on it. You just got to try to keep, you know, keep going, and hopefully next time we go over there, we'll be more ready.
As far as that Utah game, we all know Dylan Brooks hurt his foot in the Cal game, then missed Stanford. With that kind of injury, it's kind of tough to gauge when it'll heal. How late did you actually know he was going to play against Utah? And though you love to have him back, do you have to scramble at all to kind of tweak the game plan for knowing you're going to have him?
Well, since we've kind of been without him before, we were kind of, you know, looking back at some of that and having some of that stuff ready. But, you know, we kind of knew the day before the game that he was going to be available, and it was a game-time decision, but we thought he would be available, you know, the day before. He had done some stuff in practice, and, his foot was feeling better. So we thought we were going to be able to have him for the game. So, you know, we do play a little different when Dylan's not in there. There's no question about it. He is a big part of our offense and really helps make our offense click. But, you know, we're ready to go with him if he's not in the lineup as well.
You know, I've asked you about him before, but Cavell Bigby Williams, who played a minute against Utah, didn't see the floor against Colorado, was in there 19 minutes against Stanford. Is it a matter of game to game, matchup, shorter bench? Kind of where is he at progress wise?
Well, it's a little bit of everything as far as when a guy is going to get an opportunity. But, you know, Cavell's, you know, had an up and down season. He's worked really hard and he's continuing to work hard. And again, it's just, like you said, sometimes it's matchups, sometimes it's just, you know, coaches feel for it. And he's going to get his opportunities. And all we can tell our guys and all we do tell our guys is to stay ready and keep preparing to play. And when you get your opportunity, make the most of it.
Couple of final thoughts for Coach McKenna. I know no team or player or coach sets out at the start of a game and thinks about, well, if we lose, we could find some benefits, but you had such a long streak, 17 in a row. Is there any logic to when a streak like that ends, you could kind of take a deep breath, appreciate all that went your way, and kind of hit reset as you move forward?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it that way, but I think we were just all mad after we lost and ready to go to practice on Monday and get ready for this week. It is a long season. We went two months without basically losing a game, and obviously that's a good feeling. And when you get that feeling of a loss again, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and you want to get it out as quick as you can. So our guys are competitive. They're a together team, and I expect us to bounce back on Thursday.
All right, final thought, Arizona State, second year under Bobby Hurley. We had their radio analyst on yesterday. They're scrappy. They're kind of interesting. They've had a few tough breaks, not a lot of size. As you look at film and prep for these Sun Devils, what kind of stands out as the major challenges for your Ducks?
They can score. They're fast and they shoot the ball quickly. They're going to launch a lot of threes. They play an exciting style. They're kind of a small ball type team. They play seven guys. They're undersized. Their four man basically played the point for them some in the last couple of years. So they've got some size issues in that. And they're a team though that can really get hot. Hopefully, you know, the fact that they beat Colorado and we didn't, hopefully that'll get our guys' attention. But they're definitely talented and can really score, and we're going to have to play well to beat them.
He is Kevin McKenna, coach of the Duck Men. Huge Thursday-Saturday duet with the Arizona schools. And in the spirit of keeping an eye on the prize, you'll notice I didn't ask you about Arizona. But you're going to have a couple of packed houses. Coach, always appreciate the time. Best of luck against the Arizona schools this weekend. As always, look forward to catching up soon.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Take it easy.